This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It's so lovely to be catching up with our expert when it comes to skincare, Shannon McCreary. You've joined us again from Ultraceuticals to have a chat. Thanks so much for taking the time to check in with us. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Louise. Lovely to be here again.
Good stuff. Now, what is the glass trend? We've seen it all over social media and TikTok. What does the term actually refer to?
It's interesting when it comes to the glass skin trend because people keep calling it a trend at the moment, which it is technically in the West. But it's been in South Korean culture for many years, not technically called the glass skin, but it's the process of having extremely healthy skin, skin that's clear, smooth, luminous, and that resembles that glass-like effect. So essentially, it's just having extremely healthy skin. And over in the West now, we're seeing a lot of younger people starting to jump on this and starting to look after their skin and their overall skin health.
Brilliant. And what's the difference between glass skin and then a dewy glowing complexion? Because I know sometimes we love to get that dewy glow. Others might like the matte effect. But is glass skin something completely different to that?
It's fairly similar though. It's just be different terminology that's used. Kind of a dewy glowing skin is that healthy skin that shines through. But a glass skin would be a lot more polished, a lot more refined, where you nearly have that translucent version of a dewy glowy skin.
Brilliant. I know there's a lot of talk on social media about the key products and the steps that are involved in typical glass skin routine. Can you give us a run through of what might be involved in a glass skin routine?
Of course, you could get lost with the amount of routines that are going out there at the moment. To get back to basics on what it really is, with the glass skin routine, you want to have a very gentle type of exfoliation in your routine. So this could be a chemical exfoliant like alpha or beta hydroxy acid or a PHA, which will mildly exfoliate but also work to refine the skin. And then it's using layering of products that are lightweight, packed full of hydration. So you'd be looking for things like hydrating toners, hydrating serums, and then layering these lightweight products on top and finishing them with a lightweight moisturizer. It's all about the texture of the products, that you're not going too heavy, that the skin feels smothered, but everything is kept quite lightweight, using ingredients that are going to nourish the skin and support skin health.
Brilliant. I always find if you are layering products, I know you mentioned there that you need to use a really, really thin layer, because obviously it's happened to me before where I probably get a little bit too much product and I layer it on and then I layer something else. And then you get that pilling effect. Maybe if anybody's wondering what pilling actually is, you could describe it for us.
I get this so much from people, where especially now with TikTok, because you see them pouring like the whole product all over their face. I was like, you definitely don't need that much. Using a small amount of product, usually about a mil to 2 mils, and massaging the product in until it feels like it's soaked in, nearly till you can't feel it on the skin anymore, and then going in with your next layer. When you go straight in with a heavy amount of product and then layer more and more on top of it, they'll essentially bind all together and you'll get maybe that balling up effect on the surface of the skin. And that's what a lot of people don't like. It can feel quite heavy and it can also prevent the product from penetrating into the skin.
Yes. And then I'd imagine if you're somebody who just keeps going and going and going with product, it's obviously that you need to figure out the right or the certain amount for your own skin so that the product can work. Because often we might say, oh, no, that doesn't suit my skin. But maybe you've just used too much of the product.
Exactly. And this is where I always talk about speaking with a skincare professional, because it's always good to talk to someone about your skin concerns and what ingredients to use. And there are many different skin specialists out there that their whole job is to learn about ingredients and what works for different skin types and finding out what's right. And if you're a person who's sitting at home with different serums in front of you, always from application go your thinnest to thickest, and allowing that product each step to penetrate into the skin and get to work.
Brilliant. You're already teaching us so much about skincare, especially glass skin. Stick with us for just a couple of seconds. If you've got any questions to ask Shannon, feel free to let us know on iRadio's group chat, 087 1102 107. It's iRadio's group chat. Louise, in with you. At the minute, we're asking our expert, Shannon, about a glass skin routine. Shannon, thanks for sticking with us. Now, we've got a question from Lorna. I'm worried about layering so many products. Will this routine make my skin feel greasy or will it look oily?
That's when it comes out finding the right products for yourself. It's not necessarily the case. It depends if you're using heavy-based products and piling them all on. You could definitely get that oily, shiny look. where you want to pick very lightweight water-based formulations. Allow each one to penetrate into the skin first and just kind of stay away from those heavier textures. Skip anything that's going to be occlusive onto the skin and just keep it really nice and lightweight and refreshing.
Brilliant. When it comes to taking off all of that skincare, if you are trying, you know, the glass skin effect, and obviously you've got quite a few more products on your skin, are you going to maybe need to work a little bit harder that evening when you're taking it all off?
Oh, not at all. With these active ingredients, we want them to penetrate into the skin and get to work, mm-hmm. because you're going to be using ingredients like hyaluronic acid, which will absorb moisture to the skin, antioxidants, which will work to protect. So they kind of have a job to do in the skin, and they'll work throughout the day to keep your skin protected. At nighttime, what we want to be removing is any pollutants, dead skin cells, any type of makeup or SPF on the skin. But as for the skincare, I wouldn't worry. We want all of those good ingredients to get in and get to work.
Brilliant, brilliant. Sarah has got a question for us. Is glass skin something that is only achievable with expensive Korean beauty products, or can I get a similar effect with drugstore brands?
Absolutely. Actually, when it comes to Korean beauty, it's often actually a little bit more affordable with Korean beauty. So you don't have to invest massively. It depends what you're looking to achieve. You can get really nice and lightweight products. I know Genesis is a great South Korean brand, and they have some beautiful mists and serums in there with really good active ingredients that would be quite a lower price point than what you'd see from some other brands.
Brilliant. Because I think a lot of people might find that if you are following somebody on TikTok and they have really expensive brands, that you necessarily have to use stuff that's really, really, really expensive to try and get the achieved look. But like we've been saying over the last couple of minutes, you know, it's all about how you treat the skin, how much product you use, and obviously maybe using enough of the product as well, like every single day. If you're going to try this, maybe to commit to it for a certain amount of time. Can you try the glass skin effect every single day?
Oh, 100%. That's what I'd be recommending. Yeah. Consistency is key. When it comes to glass skin, the whole approach is overall healthier skin. So our skin becomes dehydrated as the day goes on. We want to restore those natural moisturizing levels. We want to be using hydrating serum and hydrating moisturizer, making sure we're cleansing. So ideally, that should be done daily. And when it comes to product recommendations, I feel a lot of people waste money by investing into different products because they don't know what works. Mm-hmm. Go do a bit of research, speak to a professional and find out what ingredients are going to help you achieve your goals, and then invest what's actually going to work for your skin.
Brilliant. Great advice. Listener question from Emily. She says, my skin is prone to breakouts. Is the glass skin routine suitable for acne prone skin, or is it going to make my acne worse?
Not at all, because with the glass skin routine, it's all about hydration. So an acne skin can actually become quite dehydrated. So we want to be adding that moisture back in, because a dehydrated skin lacks water, a dry skin lacks oil. So while we don't want to go for oil-based products, you definitely want to be using anything that's lightweight, water-based, that's going to hydrate the skin, and that will assist with taking down the inflammation. You'd want to pair this as well with a chemical exfoliant. It's going to help to clear any bacteria around those breakouts, something that's salicylic acid based to complement the routine.
Brilliant. And if we can dive into your own skincare routine a little bit, when you're doing your own glass skin effect, you know, what's in your skincare bag? What do you love to bring with you?
Oh, how much time have you got? So it definitely, nighttime routine is where it takes place. So I would do an oil-based cleanser first to take off makeup. Then I would use the Ultraceuticals Hydrating Mist on top. And then I'd go in with my vitamin A, so a retinol product, a hyaluronic acid on top, and then finish with a nighttime moisturiser. Every now and again, I'll swap it up with a nice hydrating overnight mask.
I love that. I love taking a deep dive into people's skincare routines, because we always learn a little bit more. We're like, oh, what do you have? It's like looking into a sweet shop. Shannon, of course, you are our expert for this week. If anybody wants to find out more, if they want to maybe follow your resources, if they want to learn more about what's in your makeup or your skincare routine, where's the best place to go?
We are based at ultraceuticals.ie, but you can also check out genesis.ie as well, where we have a lot of South Korean information up there and about their active ingredients.
Brilliant. Shannon, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to the next time I'll be chatting to you, and I wish you all the best, and we'll be looking for you on social media. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.